Track 12, Henry's Harumph. Sadly, the same cannot be said of Just Talk's Curmudgeonly Henry. As we now know, Henry does a lot of harumphing. And so here's Neil to tell us what Henry's gripe is this month.
I get the impression that apps are taking over the world. This week, I wanted to contact a company. Its website provided no phone number or email address. It just said, chat with us. OK, online chats can sometimes work well, but when I pressed the chat button, it said, open your app and enter your account details. I don't have an app or an account with this company, and I do not want one, so it seems that communicating with the company is almost impossible. Every organisation wants you to use their app. You want cheap apples or apricots? Open the supermarket's app. You want to follow the news? Get the newspaper's app. But be warned, you may have to pay for it. You want to pay bills from your phone? Open your bank's app. And woe betide you if you leave your phone behind because someone else might promptly empty your account. Woe also if someone really clever hacks into your phone and steals your banking details. A few days ago, someone told me he thought that a foreign power was monitoring his phone. He might be wrong, but we have heard about software that can get into an app on your phone and allow spooks to listen in. These apps really do watch you. Last week, my sister was told that her phone includes an app that can monitor her walking. The first time she found it, the app told her how far she had walked in the previous week, even though she had never touched the app before. Just imagine a foreign spook might know how often my sister goes to Asda. The very security of the West may be threatened. I only want one app on my phone. I'm sure it knows when I was born, so perhaps on the right day it could sing Happy Birthday to me. App and not.
Oh dear, Henry is certainly not an appy man, is he?